7:48 in the morning, time now for our new to Lutu. Our new to Lutu this morning is it should be. And it should be sponsored by somebody that wants to be comfortable. By the way, real quick, hold it. Don't play that yet. Last Saturday night, we went to, Sam, you're going to want to hear this. We went to the Cubs game. Our little House Smarts crew went to the Cubs game Saturday night, right? Was it Saturday night? The Cubs,
correct,
Yankees,
that was us.
That was the middle game of the sweep. And we sat out at that, what was it called? Hornitos Hacienda. Right?
Yeah.
Hornitos Hacienda. And, right? So it's
so.
In the bleachers, left field, three areas. And what was the point of the story? The point of the story the point of the story is Noodaloo 2.
It was windy?
No, it was a beautiful, we had a wonderful time. We had people in from New York, clients that are on House Smarts TV and House Smarts Radio, and it was really good. You were there, your husband, our kids, and the stools that they had, first of all, they used Trex decking on the deck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like the installation at all.
Oh.
It was not installed correctly, which if you're the Trex people, you're going to want to see this. Secondly, they had stools that were made from recycled material, not by the yard. So they need to get the by-the-yard stools. And the stools were too low.
Really?
Think about that. You sat. Did you sit?
I know, but I didn't notice that.
You're tall.
I'm tall.
Some of the people that weren't tall, when you sat in the stools, your chin was on the thing. It is an awesome place to see a game. There was another point to the story. Noodaloo 2.
I don't know, but we left to, and Dave, my husband was so excited about those seats.
It was so fun.
It
was so
fun.
It was the outcome of the game was not good, but it's in the bleachers, and the by the yard people need to get on that and provide the stools. They need to be 6 inches taller. Okay? Just throwing that out there, kind of bringing people together. It'd be a good thing, local, like the whole angle. All right, our Noodaloo 2 is a hammock that you blow up, but not with your lips, and you don't need trees. Take a listen.
Go, go, Gadget Couch. This weekend's Noodaloo 2 is an inflatable lounger you can take just about anywhere. It's going to be your best friend this summer. It's called the Wind Pouch. The Wind Pouch is a durable, lightweight, and water-resistant inflatable hammock. It requires no pumps, no long puffs of air that cause you to pass out, and no wind. Although, I can only think wind would help you in this situation. What you do is unroll it from the little travel pack it comes in, which is about the size of a small backpack. There are two long air chambers that you fill up individually by spreading apart the plastic closure sheets, which then opens up the inner plastic bags, and then straighten your arms out and scoop up the air. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I felt like a big nerd when I was doing this, kind of like when I did when I tried to fly a kite and I just couldn't ever get it off the ground. But eventually I did get it filled up. The video online makes it look super easy. You continue opening and closing these air chambers until they're filled about 75%. Then you roll up the end, secure it with a snap clip, and voila, you have a giant hot dog bun. But this hot dog bun is so comfortable. To put it away, you just unclip it, roll it up, stick it back in the little backpack, and be on your way. The Wind Pouch retails for about $80, but I spied some yesterday on Amazon for $55. You can check out Lou's Facebook page for a photo of just what it is I'm talking about, also a video, and you can also find out more at windpouch.com. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
I was standing in my back in front of my garage with the wind pouch spinning around like I was a ballerina trying to get the air to go into this thing. It is the coolest thing you ever want to see. And I know they say you don't need a lot of wind, but that would definitely help.
Yeah.
It's like a big mouth that opens up and you kind of spin around. And I think it gets easier as you use it, but it is the coolest thing ever. And you don't need a pump. It's super lightweight. It has a little carrying case. I'm thinking, you know, we always do the 4th of July in Wilmette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally bringing it there.
Oh, that would be fun.
Right? Because it's just a little pouch. And then when you're done, you
and
unravel
people
it.
People think you're so cool as you're running through the park.
Right. What's that guy doing? Whee! right? But it's cool. And I like that you found some better deals on the product as well.
Yeah.
So it's out there, and it's very well made. It's kind of like a parachute material. And when you fill it up, it looks like a hot dog bun, and you sit in the middle. You roll it up. The tighter you roll it, the more inflated it becomes. But it's big enough that a guy like me could lie on it and
read a book.
And read a book. I could read H Proof by Gene Chatsky.
There you go.
Who we'll be talking about talking with later on today. So it'll be up on our Facebook page, as well as we'll put it up at WGNradio.com. Super cool. Wind pouch. The inflatable hammock.